Happy Friday! Today we talked about a former cabin crew paralyzed in Dubai taxi accident. The ultimate showdown happening between Rashid Bilhassa and Ayman Yaman happening on February 16th. As well, how many people can fit in a car if you're from Dubai? Or if you, even you're Arab, then you can know. As well, ring in Chinese New Year at Mandarin Oak, UAE's biggest dumpling festival.
If you like the show, please do subscribe, like, and share. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Dubai. Happy Friday from me and Ali Baba. Of course, we're so excited. It's Friday.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Guys, I think Ali, again, hates the lights. He just keeps on saying that, guys, I think today
is much, much better because they finally listen to me.
Yes. So guys, we have a lot of exciting news for you. But first, the Gaza genocide report, it's 126 days since the war began on October 7. The current death toll stands at 27,840. The number of injured people is 67,317. 1.9 million people have been displaced from their homes. And of course, now let's jump to our headlines for the day. Former cabin crew paralyzed in Dubai taxi accident.
And the ultimate showdown happening between Rashid Bilhassa, aka Money Kicks, and Ayman Yaman, happening on February 16th.
As well, of course, such an Arab thing, but how many people can fit in a car?
Ring in Chinese New Year at Mandarin Oak, UAE's biggest dumpling festival.
And of course, later on, after the show, we will be unveiling the vision behind Dress My Room and the creative journey of Hamda Al-Abbar.
It's going to be one interesting
very exciting. Yes. Of course, you know, being as much creative as you can is such an exciting thing.
Yes.
So guys, now let's jump to our first story. Former cabin crew paralyzed in Dubai taxi accident. Of course, the former cabin crew, Daria, was left paralyzed after getting into a car accident in a taxi in Dubai, which is very sad.
Yes, Daria took to her Instagram to share her story, recalling the tragedy that occurred a year ago. She took a 25 dirham ride with a taxi hailing company that changed her life completely.
Now, sadly, she was terminated from her job after the accident, and this caused her to lose her residency visa and medical insurance, making it difficult to seek legal representation.
It is unclear if the case was admitted in court, but she explains in her Instagram stories that the ride-hailing company did not compensate her financially, and she also claimed she was charged for the ride.
As well, the community is noticing her story and calls for a boycott of the ride-hailing company have begun. Of course, Ali, we understand that accidents are bound to happen.
Yes.
And it could have been because of the weather. It could have been. There are many million factors that contribute, that could contribute, I would say, to the accident, you know.
Yeah.
But actually, let's look at it from the positive aspects. Daria now actually has found a job, lives in Dubai, and actually did not let a thing like that stop in her way, which, by the way, we can all learn from.
Yes.
You know, the moment something bad happens to you, it's up to you. You decide whether you want to control your life,
mm-hmm.
or whether you want to just like move on and just see where it goes or where it takes you.
Yes, of course, 100%. There's a lot of accidents on a daily basis, and everyone needs to be cautious while either being a passenger and a driver. You know, both. Being a passenger doesn't mean you're safe. Just make sure that you know you're wearing your seatbelt,
yes.
and taking every precaution and every precaution needed, so that you do not get a severe injury or I would say la samahallah, but
yeah.
In English I don't know how to say it.
Yes.
like death.
God forbid.
Yeah, God forbid. Yes. God forbid death.
Of course.
We have seen these cases.
100%, but you know, like, what matters is if, let's say, something bad happens. to us,
yes,
or in our life. You know, it was meant to happen.
Yes.
And it's meant to teach us a lesson, maybe just to maybe get us stronger. You know what I mean? There are many people that just like give up, and many people just like, you know what, this happened to me, and
but
that
she
is
persevered.
It. You know, exactly. She persevered, as Ali just said, and she found another job. And she's now happy. Of course it happened. Of course we wish her. She's very strong, you know. I mean, she is an inspiration. And she did not post it only just because she is, like, I would say, bitter or something like that. But she did because she wants to be an inspiration to everyone.
Yes.
So now let's jump to our next story.
Yes. The ultimate showdown happening between Rashid Bilhassa and Ayman Yaman. You like the voice thing that I'm doing?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
happening on February 16th.
Guys, this is what you have been waiting for. An ultimate showdown between Rashid Bilhassa and Ayman Yaman is hitting the stage February 16th. And of course, we are going to be there. You know, the Alpha Fight Series is bringing an unforgettable night. Of course, Australia versus the world, bringing you, the elite, I would say, K1 champions from across the globe facing off with Australia's greatest fighters.
Also, a fun fact, M. Huncho will be performing exclusively with guest appearances from VIPs such as Stephen Siegel, former world UFC champion Alex Pereira, and many others.
As well, there is so much more. You will not want to miss out on this night, which is February 16th, next weekend. So be there, get your tickets on Platinum. Listen, guys, this is going to be amazing, because if you can make it in person as well, feel free to catch the action live on Alpha Fight Series PPV. You know, at this point, we do see influencers happening, right? Like, like it's influencers that are all over social media. But I would say,
it all started, you know, all of this started with just two YouTubers deciding to just, actually it started way before KSI. It started with Joe Weller, where he and another YouTuber would sort of do it as a skit. And then it sort of started from there. Joe Weller started to, you know, he started to, we have a situation here. he started to basically call out people, and then KSI was one of them. And then, boom, it went viral from there. And then Logan Paul, Jake Paul, you know,
yeah,
the rest
I
of
mean,
the Pauls.
it's bound to happen, right? But then at this point, like, it's influencer fighting has become such a thing, you know what I mean? Like, you don't only see, like, Ayman Bilhassa and Rashid Bilhassa, you know what I mean? Like, it's there to happen. So you guys, actually, don't forget to get your tickets at this point. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, 100%. So you guys, now let's jump to our most Arab, most Dubai story that could ever be. Is there room for one more?
Yes. Is there room for one more? We've all been in a situation where the car is filled with your relatives or friends, and they say, there's room for one more.
Well, now, next thing you know, you're either sitting on someone's lap or squeezed and praying the driver does not make any long turns on your side, otherwise you'll be squished.
Yes. And now, the video that you see is a skit, but do note that you can get fined if you have more people than seats. So, to clarify, if you have a five-seater or four-seater, five-seater car, if you have a five-seater car and you have six people inside the car, okay, that is a no-no. Yeah.
So just like take care at this point, you know, because like you need to be careful. It is not safe, even though we laugh and relate to the situation, of course. Now, a solution for these situations, would be to either book a cab if there's only one car available, or just take more than one car. It's as simple as possible. But at this point, Ali, I think you must have been in this scenario before. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. You must have used
I made it very relatable in terms of, like, I related to it immediately as I saw it. You know, that's why I put it on on today's show. it was very relatable.
If you don't relate to it, then
So basically, it happened a few times. I'm not gonna disclose the location because I don't want to get into trouble. But it wasn't recently. Like, yes. It was a very, very long time ago where I was actually a kid. Teenager, let's say. Yeah.
Really? I don't know.
Me and my friends used to get into one like Nissan Tida, like six, seven people.
Oh my God, Ali, that's actually. And you know what's the thing, you guys? It's the fact that, you know, like when someone's driving, and it's a friend group, they go like, oh no, you're gonna fit, get in.
Yeah.
You're gonna fit, get in.
Yeah. And Yalla, suddenly you see three people sit, six people at the back, three people sitting on the other three people.
Which is, by the way, we don't advise that, but it's actually, it is
very unsafe, people. Like, one accident can, you know, legit, you know, you can all get injured.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
So you guys, now, of course, who doesn't love food? I'm a foodie myself. I think as well, Ali loves food.
I love food. That's why I'm overweight.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Oh, no. You're fine. You're fine, you guys. Mm. Now, let's jump to our next foodie story.
Yes. Ring in Chinese New Year at Mandarin Oak, UAE's biggest dumpling festival.
Now, get ready to celebrate Chinese New Year on the 10th of February with Mandarin Oak, the home of UAE's biggest dumpling festival, with six new irresistible flavors like honey, chili, Szechuan, plus over 30 varieties in total, and a staggering of 1.36 million dumplings have been sold.
This limited time launch is a must try, available only in February. Order now and stand a chance to win free dumplings for a year. Don't miss out on treating your taste buds with Mandarin Oak.
That's yummy.
Yes.
That's actually yummy. I love food. I love all kinds of food. I love all cuisines, whether it's Italian, whether it's Mediterranean, and even Chinese and Japanese. And at this point, this offer is just like perfect. Mm. Right? And maybe it's Valentine's Day, you can just like take care of it.
I love dumplings.
You do? Mm. What's your favorite cuisine?
Favorite cuisine? Mm-hmm. Oh. I gotta say Chinese now, don't I? Oh.
I mean, I love all food. Whenever someone meets me, they go like, oh, Farah, you must love food. I'm like, yeah, of course I do. Who doesn't love food, right? Yeah. And then they go like, what's your favorite cuisine? And I go like, All food. If it's food, I'm just going to be like, okay, give it to me. I'm not discriminating anything at this point. Of course.
Yeah. I love Chinese food. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best, if not the best.
Not the best.
You know, if not the best. But I love Bahraini food. You know, it's close to home. I'm biased, you know, but I'm Bahraini. Okay. But Chinese food.
No, at this point, of course, it's understandable because if you go up, you know, just like so, let's say, used to a certain cuisine, of course you're going to be used to it. But I've grown to actually really like Chinese food because like it's just like filled with like soy sauce and dumplings.
Yeah.
And I love that. I tried those dumplings and they're so good. Mm.
You have a good balance of like dry and wet food in terms of, you know, when you go to a Chinese restaurant. And you got soup. Their soups are amazing.
Honestly, I love noodles. I love dumplings. But, you know, to me, dumplings, by the way, as well, remind me of a dish in Syria called shish barak. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the dumplings are different because they are like just like dripped in soy sauce and sweet and sour sauce and chili, which is amazing. I've tried them, by the way.
I always see dumplings as a mystery egg because once you take that bite, that's when the flavors come out. It's juicy, it's soft from the outside, and then the flavors.
And you keep on wanting more more and more, and there is it's never enough. Yeah. I remember when our colleague, you know, there was like dumplings in the pantry, and she was like, oh, you know, you can try. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll try only one. The next thing I know, I had like four. So guys, I'm sure you should go check it out at Mandarin Oak because of course it's so yummy. Yes. So you guys, we will be going on a short break because after this short break, we will be having the amazing Hamdal Abbar, who's under, of course, the Address My Room. And of course, it is a very creative project. And if you love interior design, and of course, who wouldn't, check it out after this teeny tiny short break.
Teeny tiny short break.
Teeny tiny short break. Teeny. Dubai. So we're excited to welcome Hamda Al Abbar. Welcome to the studio, Hamda. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How have you been?
Very good, thank you very
much. Perfect. So you guys, just a little background about Hamda Al Abbar. She is the visionary behind Dress My Room, an interior design studio in Dubai, founded in 2016 by Emirati sisters Hamda and Hind. Dress My Room offers innovative design solutions and quick fixes, transforming spaces with precision and creativity. So guys, join us, of course, for this amazing interview that we're going to have with Hamda about Dress My Room.
Yes.
So tell us, I want to first of all ask, what is it all about? How did you get the idea to develop this?
All right, so it started a while back. So we're actually two sisters who started the company, myself and my sister, Hind. So really, it's all about her. She had a passion for interior design from a very young age, but she did not take it as a career. And in fact, actually studied accounting and was working in a bank for a while. But then friends and family always went back to her for consultation. Everyone keeps asking her to design rooms, help them with homes. And then one day she said, you know what? I think this is something that I could actually pursue and make a career out of, because it kind of turned into a full-time job. She's constantly working on new homes, new projects. And then she did start on her own. I was not in the picture. And then she realized it's actually challenging. Not challenging in terms of design, but to operate a full company comes with a set of challenges. And she started having second thoughts. And that's where I came in. So basically, I said, how about you just design and I can do everything else? From talking to the clients, operations, marketing. And that's how it basically started.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Yeah. Two sisters.
Yeah.
Can you share a standout success story from your quick fix projects?
Sure. So the quick fix service is one of the services that we offer. It started, ironically, in COVID, summer of COVID-19. So basically, we were all, you know, on lockdown, and we realized people won't go on vacations. So we said, how about we come up with an idea where we can just go in for 3 days, get a house turned, flipped, do a full makeover, and get out. And that's what we did.
That's actually really beautiful. So I always want to ask about the 1971 collection. What inspired it? What's the story behind it?
So our designer is extremely passionate when it comes to the UAE environment and culture. So we decided to come up with a collection inspired from the UAE.
It's actually very nice because, like, at this point, you know, you are not only achieving your sister's dream, even though she did actually major in accounting, but as well, you are incorporating your culture.
Yes.
In it, which, by the way, is very rare at this point.
Yes, so we wanted to come up with something new.
Yes.
People follow certain trends, and we wanted to start a new trend, especially that we're both Emiratis. We wanted to come up with a new concept. It started first with kids' bedrooms. So we collaborated with an artist, Reem Al-Marri. She does hand sketches, kids' drawings, and it was all inspired from a child's memory, from being at the shore, like the sea and the palm trees and collecting shells. And then we created pieces like wallpapers, wall art that goes into kids' bedrooms. And the whole idea of that is to have our heritage and culture through the upcoming generations.
Which is amazing because my next question was about the boys' and the girls' bedroom.
Yes.
So if you could tell us more about that.
Sure. So we like to design rooms where it's not, I would say, your typical girls' bedroom or boys' bedroom, where people used to go for things like color schemes, where if it's a girl, it's definitely a pink room. And if it's a boy, it's a blue room.
Of course.
So we do neutral colors as well, but in the Emirati inspired rooms. Mm-hmm. As you could see, there's some artwork that works for both genders. We've done bedrooms where you have certain artworks there that are still contemporary. Mm-hmm. The colors are still modern and neutral. But once you look into the details and features in the bedroom, it all has a story. Mm-hmm. From the materials used in the furniture, from the artwork there, all inspired from our culture. And then you can even have conversations with your kids about it and teach them more about the UAE heritage.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
Amazing. One question is, what drove the creation of the Palestine collection and how does that support the social cause?
Of course, who wouldn't want to help at this stage? And we just felt that we have to use our platform to help. And it started off with the idea of collaborating with also an artist who's actually Palestinian. Mm-hmm. Her name is Magda Hindia. And we worked on a positive artwork, I would say, that gives hope for everyone with the situation. Mm-hmm. And we created artwork that could be purchased as a poster, mm-hmm. that could be framed and placed in your homes. It's also kid friendly just for the new generations and has a more positive aspect in the drawing. And then we also did the reusable tote bags, because that's even more common to use, just because the whole purpose is the sales. And 100% of those sales go straight to donations. And we've been running that campaign for a couple of months now.
Amazing.
That's sweet. Amazing. You know, we've seen as well, like Dubai just like stand in solidarity with what's happening in Gaza and its victims. So if you can walk us through the, I would say, the execution in a nutshell, like from idea to execution. Sure. Of the whole design all over.
All right, so in Dress My Room, we have, as I mentioned, several services. We do the full interior service that you see with most companies. We work on commercial stores. We work with clients who are still building their houses and did not even start. Mm-hmm. And that is available in the market. But what we have that's very unique is the quick fix service, the service I mentioned to you. It actually started, as mentioned, in summer. As a summer fix, it was actually a temporary campaign. We had 6 slots only, but the demand was so high, everyone wanted to book their slot even when the campaign finished. And that's when we decided this needs to become a permanent service. Mm. And today it's our most popular service in the company. Mm. We've done over 200 quick fixes. And what's unique about the service is, I would say, number one, punctuality. Mm. In this industry, it is very hard to get a clear deadline.
100%.
And the most common thing we hear is, you know, I was told I'll move in 2 months ago. I was told I'll move in 6 months ago. And what we offer in the quick fix service, you can tell from the name itself, it's extremely quick. Mm. You know your dates and exactly when every step is going to happen before you even commit to book us. Mm. It's a rigid schedule that I operate, basically. extremely strict with that. And what's unique is we agree on budgets, we agree on requirements, we agree on dates, all prior to any commitment. Mm-hmm. And you know exactly what you'll get, but all the client has to do is attend one Zoom meeting. That's how efficient it is. And the reason it is that way is we did it during COVID and we were trying minimal contact to be very quick, but actually continued it this way because we realized it's even more efficient. So all we do is visit the client's home. We look at the space, have a quick chat with the client, have the brief, mm-hmm. go back and within a week submit the full design in that Zoom meeting, get any comments they have, and then the client doesn't hear from us until we get into the house. Within 3 days, flip it over and you walk in.
Wow.
That's the whole
nice,
idea.
That's beautiful. Wow. I think, Ali, if you are going to be getting married, you for sure can.
Do you need us?
100%. So can you tell us like what's next for Dress My Room? The future plans in terms of like design, innovation, and community
sure.
impact?
I mean, there's a lot of ideas, of course, that mm-hmm. We have. Alhamdulillah, we are growing as a team. So it started off with just myself and my sister Hind, her designing and me trying to do everything else. but we now have a full team that operates for us to be able to do all that in time. Mm-hmm. The next, which we already started now, is launching Line, mm-hmm. Which is the 1971 collection. And just to touch base on that, 1971, the name in specific, as you can tell, is named after the year the Emiratis united and created mm-hmm. our proud nation. Mm-hmm. And we do want to continue in this path, create a unique full collection of furniture mm-hmm. That is contemporary, that can be used in all homes today, but mm-hmm. all have a story inspired from our culture. So that's definitely next for us. Mm-hmm. The next thing we want to tap into, and we enjoy, we've done a few before, is holiday homes mm-hmm. and Airbnbs. Because our designer has an attention to details, we don't only furnish. I mean, you would find everything till the last detail. Mm-hmm. And this comes in very aligned with things like hospitality mm-hmm. and holiday homes. So that's something we definitely want to work on more, and projects more like boutique hotels and, yeah.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Actually, I have a question outside. One of the questions sure. that I have here is, what advice would you give, let's say, young interior designers or people who are interested in interior design? Because my sister, herself, she's an interior designer. Yeah, what advice would you give it?
Sure. I would say that's purely from seeing my sister's experience. She always had the passion, but wasn't sure if, let's say, it's enough to actually start. But mm-hmm. if you have the passion, that's all it takes to make it work. Until today, she treats every project like the only project and the most important one and mm-hmm. gives it her 100%. Not to be scared. Yes, there's a lot in the market, but everyone's unique. Offers different services, a different touch, and to just pursue your passion, because we are examples of that. Yes, we did enjoy the corporate world. It did come in handy yeah. to operate. I also come from a corporate background, but to follow your dreams and your passion is worth the risk, and it will work if you put your heart and soul into it.
Wise words. Well, thank you so much, Hamda, for sharing
thank you
your
for having
information
me.
And the beautiful story behind 1971 as well. Yeah. Of course. So, guys, this was our interview with the one and the only Hamda Al-Abbar. Of course, tune in tomorrow, same time, same place. No, actually, tomorrow is
Monday.
Weekend.
Monday.
I forgot. So, tune in Monday, you guys.
Yes.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye
thank you.
From me.
Bye.